boat, go out in the sea to get all these, get away from all these people.
You talking about Jesus?
Yeah. Now, the high priest Caiaphas, he watching this. He getting reports. You know, everything that happened. Man, Jesus just brought Lazarus back to dead, and Lazarus died 4 days ago. He called it out of the tomb, and he come walking out of the tomb with his grave clothes on. What? Who did this? Jesus. The crowds went to get bigger and bigger. You know, see, wasn't nobody coming to the temple no more. Everybody was following Jesus. I ain't going to no church shit. I'm going out here behind this dude here. He telling me that God is near. But go to the temple, I got to spend money. I got to buy pigeons. You know, all this shit for sacrifice. They got a scam going over at the church. I ain't going there. I can go get something better than that from Jesus. You know?
Right.
And then when Jesus came in, turn the tables over with cracking that whip. Get out of my father's house. You know. That's when he signed his death warrant. You know. And you didn't turn to these people. Hustle. Shit. They gonna come at you with a vengeance.
What was that question I asked you yesterday about if you could ask Obama one question? What would it be? What did you say?
Oh, I should have said Obama. Who? Who really think could ought to be the next black leader? That's going to lead our people. Malcolm is dead. You know, Martin is dead. And kill all our leaders. You know. We need somebody that got an understanding. You know. Like Martin said, I've seen the promised land. You know. Right, now get there with you. He was preaching. See, that's what happened to Moses.
Yeah.
Moses got him to the promised land. But see, God wouldn't allow Moses to enter the promised land. Mm. See, he had exhibited one time, you know, people worried him about water, you know. And he took his staff and hit that rock, you know, the water came out. But he was trying to infer that it was him and not God. See, it was God that was making the water come up. But Moses, the way he hit that rock, you know, he wanted people to believe it was him. He didn't want to give God his credit.
Oh.
You know? So God refused to allow him to enter his mission by going into the promised land. So, you know, you're going to die right out here. You never will see the promised land. Mm. You know? And Moses said, yeah, you know, See, he brought God's message to them.
God will still use you anyway, huh?
Yeah. See, God is God. Hey. Trying to steal his thunder. That's the same thing. You know, see, he don't like that. He's gonna find somewhere to chop you. You know, hold up there. He's gonna discipline you. Now you can't go. You've been out circling that desert 40 years. Generations of people have died. Even with all the miracles, I mean, like say, bro, him the part C, y'all come on, fed you every day, you ain't had to get up and go to the Walmart and rent Dixon Kroger's. He said, go out there and pick the food up all the time. Yeah. Even your daily bread, everything. You know, give us this day our daily bread. And he was doing this.
How do you feel about Donald Trump being the president?
I don't particularly like him. I don't like none of them whites. It really wouldn't make the difference, you know. Don't make me no difference that he's in there.
Do you think he's mentally stable to be fit to be out?
Yeah, him. He just. Stable as any other cracker. They ain't gonna do nothing for the black man as it is. When it all boils down, bro, none of them gonna straighten the thing out for the black man. You know? None of them.
It's all bad for the black race.
Yeah, this whole republic called America. It's flawed. They're flawed from the beginning. You know? They're flawed from the beginning when they try to steal our manhood. You know? Make it a death penalty for you to be able to read. That was death, bro. Do you hear me, Luther? Motherfucker, he sentenced you to death because you know how to read. Because they say you weren't supposed to, you know, be able to read. And it continues today. You got someone on Fox News, you know, because LeBron James is against Trump, and he came out against Donald Trump. She told LeBron to shut up and dribble. You know, and he wasn't qualified to talk. About the president, yes, he is. He's a black man, he has an opinion. Donald Trump is a born again racist. You know, it's not so much what he said, it's what he didn't say. Like that shit when he was removing the statue bearers in Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't condemn the white nationalists, which is the Ku Klux Klan. He didn't condemn them. And then with David Duke, the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. The Grand Dragon, that's how big he is in the Klan. See, remember, we put you in office. You know. So, Duke was saying is that Ukraine is a big organization, and they use their influence to vote for him. You know, don't forget, you know, he didn't deny that, you know, like he's denying Russia, you know.
All right.
So, you know, I think, you know, the way this thing is set up, the democracy, you know, it was flawed. There's evidence that Russia tampered with the election. But, you know, see, that's up to Congress. Congress is the only one that could fix that. You know, but they're a bunch of weak men. They're a bunch of weak men. They don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize their job. You know, they're playing for the next election. You know, that's what they're doing. Wow. They just want to stay in office, you know. But they ain't doing nothing. From the president on down to the House, to the Senate, ain't none of them worth fuck. They just sit. Yeah, Friday just. And every time you look up, they're going to be all for 2 weeks. Two weeks for what? You can stay where you at. Oh, Congress going to return Monday. Y'all can stay where the right fuck you at, because you ain't going to do nothing once you get here. You know? All
right.
Government keep running out of money. Man, how is this possible? Yeah, I mean, you got to be the dumbest motherfuckers in the world. You know, y'all got payroll, and you got to have money for it. How you going to go on vacation and forget to sign the checks? You know, the government got to stop and shut down. They shut down back to back, bro. Yeah. I mean, back to back.
Yeah.
You know, man, all of them is a bunch of fakes and frauds. And they, you know, they got in there illegally, bro.
Right.
With this gerrymandering. You know? See this little section here? Remember blacks live up in there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They gerrymandered us cleaning out the elections. You know? They draw the districts. You know? Too many niggas? Okay, we'll
fix that.
Yeah. With a pencil. Now they're supposed to be fixing this. They ain't gonna fix a motherfucking thing. Cause that's their guarantee. You know, anytime a man get elected 35 years as Congress, you know. Shit, a nigga can't even keep a job that long. But they can.
That's a long fucking time. That's a long time.
Yeah. And they don't do nothing but go. They go to one fucking building, Democrats on one side, the Republicans on the other side. They don't even speak to one another. Yeah, man, that's what the fuck they is. Yeah, it's a trip, bro. But, you know, what I don't appreciate, you know, about Donald Trump is, you know, See, he's trying to silence everybody.
Make this a hush type thing, huh?
Hush. Yeah, he is just depressed. Fake news. This nigga invented fake news. You understand? That's going to be in the dictionary and the encyclopedia next. Anything he don't like is fake news. You know? Anything he don't like, that's reporting. They got him on tape, you know? Talking about sticking his hand in Norro Donald Jaws. Oh.
I heard it all.
Yeah, man, they got him on tape. This nigga talking in front of an open mic. Man, that was just locker room talk. You know, like the boys get together and we just be bullshitting about women. I didn't do nothing. That was locker room talk. That's how you switch that. That's a whole Dale Carnegie human relationship. They call it bridging over. You know, you jump off that subject, bridge over to another subject.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't denied nothing. You ain't admitted to nothing.
You know?
Huh?
Because.
Yeah. And see, he's a persuasive speaker. I'm gonna bring Jaws back. He ain't brought a motherfucking one. He ain't brought a part-time Jaws back. I got the economy rolling.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, because people went to jail. Man, you ain't got a motherfucking thing. All this on fine. What? This nigga still getting credit? You fucking right. That fucks him up. Nigga say he wanted to see Obama. College papers. You know, how did he get in the hall? A nigga, how did he get in the hall? That's what I want to know. Did he pass? Yeah, he passed. Yeah. That man ain't fucked him. Say, bro, he can't sleep for a while. And a bunch of other motherfuckers. See, before his inauguration, Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, they got together and had sworn an allegiance that they was going to work together where Obama would not have. No laws that he signed, no legislation that he signed in to the books.
Ain't stop him, no.
That was their plan. We're gonna make him a one-term president. He ain't gonna do shit while he's in the office for that 1 year.
Shit.
You know, first thing he did, done what? You know, 40, 50, some president, past presidents tried to do. Sign major health care bill. Boy, that fucked them up. Yeah. That fucked them up. How did this thing go through this? How did it get past us? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he went around Congress. I don't even need you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Then they get all the way to the Supreme Court and they say it's constitutional. You can't knock it down saying just saying that it's not constitutional. It's constitutional. That's what the Supreme. And then they turned on the Chief Justice. Roberts, he turned this Uncle Tom's motherfucker. You done went with Obama against us? You motherfucking son of a bitch, you will not get invited to no barbecue. Yeah, bro. You're ignorant, bro. And then not only went to the Supreme Court once, they went twice and the same thing happened, bro. Yeah, man. You know, you got to get. I mean, if I could have talked to him, bro, if I could have addressed Congress, say, man, don't you people realize the president, when he was at Hall, he was writing the Hall of Constitutional Law Review. This boy, you have known his constitutional law. We ain't gonna beat him in court. You know?
He caught.
And most of them, you know, they barely made it through school. You know? Some of them can't even hold a conversation. You should have big wad of chewing tobacco in their fucking mouth. All this type of dumb shit. You know?
Yeah.
So see the shit that Trump is going through right now with all these women accusing him? I think they got 13 of them.
And Me Too shit, huh?
Yeah, then they got this other broad who's pornographic stuff. She gotta get paid. She ain't got paid yet. She just done throw the shit out there. You know?
Throw a curveball at it. Yeah.
Now see, by him being a brother, oh yeah, he got some babies other than them two little girls. They couldn't find nothing on Obama. You know, all this thing they can say, he's a family man. You know?
Wonderful family.
Yeah, this man is a family man. He ain't out there with that bull dumb shit. Now you get a man that's doing what you tried to pin on Obama and you don't tell him shit. You know?
Right.
Yeah, you don't tell him nothing.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but ain't boy, he's hypocrite.
What do you think about Kim Jong-il?
He is a dangerous man. He come from a legacy of dangerous men. His grandfather was worse than him, Luther. His daddy is the one who started the Korean War. You know? This shit just came down through the family. That's his grandfather's legacy, bro. Kim Jong-il is a dangerous man. He is a part of the actual of evil. And Donald Trump antagonizing this boy. And say, man, I mean, just look at the structure for yourself. You know? You know, you ain't got to prove to me you ain't scared of him. You know? I don't give a damn whether you're afraid of him or not. I just don't want that fool to get mad and hit his butt and he kill a bunch of us.
Do you think he ready to push that button? He talk a lot of shit too.
Yeah.
But is it, you think...
No, no. But he is unpredictable in a sense. Yeah. He's not going to do anything. He's unstable. because he don't have nobody to put him in check. You know, see, once he decides that's what he want to do, it's on. Donald Trump ain't going to stop him. Now that's a fault that I have with Trump. Why would you jeopardize, you know, the whole world, you know? Because once the nukes go to flying, everybody got buttons, they're going to be pressing.
Like, fuck it, let it ride.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Ain't nobody going to be left anywhere. Russia going to unload their shit. China got shit. See what I'm saying? Hey, man. You know, everybody cut their stuff a little bit, you know. But, you know, he is supposed to be the leader of the free world. I'm glad. You know, you ain't even supposed to be, you know, shadow boxing with this man. See, he done got into some power.
Who that?
Trump. And he don't know how to handle it. That's what I believe. Yeah.
A lot of power, huh?
Yeah. And he don't know how to handle it. See, he always been the type of person, you know, that, you know, had to have his way. You know, they got stirring about as he was coming up. That's the way his daddy wanted him to react. If they're sitting at the table and he can't pick up a pie and throw it at his mom, throw the goddamn potatoes at him too. You know? Trash the whole dining room.
Yeah.
Oh, do whatever you got to do, as long as you win.
That's his daddy value. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and he was, he carried that out at home. That's why his daddy put him in the military school, to get rid of it. Because he was a little terrorist. At home. You know. But he ain't got all this power. His power. Yeah. See, he think he can just bully his way over somebody like Kim Jong-il. But I tell you what, he backed down when it comes to Vladimir Putin. You know, he's scared to death of Putin. You know, Putin right there, this man would not say not a word. He would deny the whole American government, CIA and everything. Oh no, not Putin. I don't believe that.
Putin is next.
Jeez. You know, say, bro, he got power, but he ain't no fool, you know?
Oh.
So, he know when to back down, he know what to touch and what not to touch. So that makes him a chump. You ain't nothing but a chump, a big old bully, like you were talking about the kids in school. You know, that's all he is, a bully. You know, somebody weaker than you. Yeah, you try to run over him. You thought Kim Jong-il was weaker than you. Yeah, you got some good, you know, leaks in the gear, verbal leaks. But then when shit got to be high stakes, he gonna invite the dude to China. She was pinned to Florida to try to get this man here.
Private shit, huh?
Yeah, and pull Kim back.
She ain't want nothing to do with that, huh?
She told him, said, look, and she, you stepped in that shit. You go pin your own shoes off. I don't do that kind of shit. You know? And see, in his mind, he believed that the Chinese, you know, it was in the Chinese interest. Hey, man, but he failed to realize, you know, this whole area was communist, you know. Mm. North Korea and China, all that was communist under Mao Zedong, you know. Man, you just stepped in some deep radioactive shit. See, the thing with Donald Trump, he's not a man that he get all his information from off the television. You know, he don't read. He don't do no read. He tweeting. That's where his information comes from. If it don't come over his cell phone, shit, he don't have. And yesterday is connected with today.
You think Donald Trump is going to make it a second term?
I sure hope not. I think it's going to be time for us to leave this one. Let's go back to Africa. I'm going to go to my father's land. I'm going to go back to Nigeria. My people are where rivers of gold is. Give all the white folks this bullshit back.